I'm going to read just a couple of verses from the second chapter of Paul's letter to the Galatians and then move on to another part of the Christmas story. And I would just ask you to hear these verses and let them linger in your mind and in your hearts as we hear the rest of the message. And Paul wrote, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And now to the book of Luke and to that very familiar story. And we know that sometime before this night that the angel came to Mary, to this simple young girl, and gave her this incredible message from on high, that she would bear the Christ child. The Holy Spirit would come upon her, and this child would be called the Son of the Most High. Then after a period of time, we know that the angel also appeared to Joseph this time in a dream to tell him that this indeed is what happened with Mary. And then we know that they went down for the census to be taken. And the night was, the time was accomplished for her to give birth. And she gave birth to a child. And she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. The King of the universe laid in a feeding trough, for there was no room in the inn. At the same time, there were shepherds keeping watch over their fields, watching their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." This is the Christmas story as we know it. The baby in the manger with Mary and Joseph and the shepherds that have come to see him. And they go off praising God for this thing that they have seen. This amazing thing that they have not yet even begun to understand. Only Mary and Joseph have a little insight that this child is the Son of God. That this child is in fact God himself. That he gave up all that he had in heaven to be confined in the body of a baby. The scriptures tell us that he considered equality with God not something to be held on to. He voluntarily put aside those rights and came to live among us. And the scriptures go on to tell us that he grew in wisdom and in stature. He grew up to be who he was meant to be, who he always was and would one day be again. This Jesus came into the world as a little baby. And he grew and he amazed those around him with his questions and with his knowledge and with his wisdom. And when the time came, he was baptized. And the Spirit descended on him. And God proclaimed him to be who he is. Then he went about teaching and telling others about the kingdom of God. And then miraculous things began to happen as he touched people, as he laid his hands on people, as people reached out and touched even just the hem of his garment. And he continued to teach and to gather those around him that would listen, that would learn, and then sent them out that they might teach others. And then he died. And then he rose again. And he rose again. The first of the resurrection. The first fruit of the resurrection. You see, we can't have Christmas Christmas means nothing if we don't have Easter. Because Easter means there wasn't an end. Christmas was the beginning, but Easter means there's not an end. Easter means there is an eternity. And the Christmas story continues. And I would say the Christmas story has been repeated over and over again. You see, God came down and lived in a frail human body that would hunger, that would sweat, that would grow tired, that would thirst. He did this. And all those other things that took place, the teaching and the healing and the death and the resurrection. And I say that's repeated every time anyone accepts Christ. We say that Christ lives in our heart. And the same Holy Spirit that descended to Him, the same Holy Spirit that was with Him when the world was created, the Spirit that descended in bodily form at His baptism, the Spirit that released Him from the tomb, that same Spirit is with us. So every time someone accepts Jesus Christ, it is a new life that has begun. We are what? We are born again. And I believe once again, the Christ finds Himself in a frail human body of the one that has accepted. And I believe that the same things will happen that happened when Christ entered the world, the same things will happen in us when He enters us. He enters our frail human bodies. We become born again. We become new again. We receive that same Spirit that joined with Christ. Then we go and we tell others about the kingdom of God. And if we look, if we can open our eyes and see, if we can have God remove the scales from our eyes, we'll see that the miraculous is taking place around us. And as we share Him, and as we see this, and this is how we live our lives as followers of Jesus Christ, as the Christmas story is repeated over and over again in every believer. And then should Christ tarry, we will die. And then we will be resurrected. Christ entering us is the beginning of the story, of which there is no end. He was the first of many, the first of many to be resurrected. And we will join Him in eternity. Friends, the Christmas story indeed is about the baby that came to earth some 2,000 years ago, but it's also about the child that you become when you are born again. The Christmas story is about me, and the Christmas story is about you. And the Christmas story is about those who have yet to hear, who have yet to receive. Jesus taught about the kingdom of God. He talked about it in the here and now. And the kingdom of God is here and now, and it is yet to come. But we are part of it. We live in it. The victory is already won. There are battles still to be fought. There are hostages to be rescued and brought back into the kingdom. But the Christmas story is about the story that has no end. It is about eternity. It is about victory. It is about Christ. And it is about you.